Widespread heat and drought across the U.S. is reflected in the August crop production reports. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Barniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. How did the drier and hotter than normal conditions affect the first USDA yield estimates for this year's crops? USDA's Rod Bain has the report.
The biggest crop production report of the year issued by USDA reflects the impacts of heat and drought in many growing areas. Estimates for corn production are down 13% from this time last year, according to the August reports. That would make for the lowest corn production since 2006, if forecasts are accurate. And soybean production declined 12% from 2011. But more importantly, Friday, the first yield forecast for the new crops were released. For corn, an almost 24% drop in yield estimates from 2011, which if realized would be the lowest average yield total since 1995. And soybean yield forecasts were lowered over 5 bushels from last year, which at just over 36 bushels per acre would be the lowest recorded since 2003. Meanwhile, cotton production is up 13% from 1 month ago, yet yield forecasts are down 6% from last year. Good news in the report for wheat growers, though. Wheat production is up 2% from last month, and wheat yield forecasts are up 2.8 bushels from last year. That includes a record yield estimate for winter wheat. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
But it's not all bad news in the report. Lance Honig, chief of the crops branch of the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service, says there is a good report for wheat and cotton.
It was actually a very good year for wheat, winter wheat in particular. Of course, that crop grown in a different time frame than what we see for corn and soybeans. In fact, winter wheat about 85% harvested at the beginning of August, so most of that crop in the bin. And what we see is a yield of 48 bushels per acre. That's actually a record high U.S. yield for winter wheat this year.
Now for a look at USDA's crop report with Tennessee data, visit www.nass.usda.gov/TN. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.